This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
From the perspective of Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt, things are not looking so great today. Socialists have quit her three-party coalition government, and Danes are protesting. They're protesting Goldman's bid for a stake in a Danish state-owned utility. For more on the story, the BBC's Marie Keyworth joins us from Copenhagen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain how a potential investment from Goldman Sachs could lead to a falling apart of the Danish coalition government.
Well, quite. It's shocking. It's been described to me by one person as the biggest scandal in Danish modern times politically. And it's all this uproar about the 19% stake that Goldman Sachs are going to get in the energy company DONG, which is a Danish oil and natural gas company. Now, they're seen as a real bastion of Danish industry. And the fact that an American company, specifically Goldman Sachs, is going to have a stake in it has really upset the Danish population over here.
I was struck by images of protesters doing things like holding signs of a giant vampire squid, a way Goldman has been described by a journalist here in the U.S. This seems to have really bothered folks in Denmark.
That's right. It's seen here as a symbol of kind of the worst excesses of capitalism, instrumental in the financial crisis of a few years ago. The fact of the matter is that DONG really needs this money. It needs a lot of private investment in order to survive as a company. So the government's really quite hamstrung here.
The BBC's Marie Keyworth in Copenhagen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lizzie.